Isaiah, the 9th chapter, starting with the 6th verse. The title of my message today is The Divinity of Christ. The Divinity of Christ. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. How many know he's wonderful? He's a counselor. He's a mighty God. He's an everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. Would you bow your heads with me? Father, I thank you for what I feel here. This anointing that I feel. I pray, God, that you would anoint me to preach your word. God, that you would anoint every ear to hear, every heart to receive, and every mind to understand. God, that we would be centered upon you this morning. God, have your way here. We bind and curse anything that would try to bind up this service. We loose your people to receive. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. As you're being seated, turn around and shake someone's hand and tell them he's divine. Hallelujah. Our faith is in the fact that he is Lord. Let me say, if Jesus isn't Lord, let's go home. If Jesus isn't Lord, let's shut the doors and do something else with our time. But our whole existence and our whole faith is that Jesus is Lord. Can you say amen? There's a movement to remove his divinity. Do you realize there's a great majority of evangelicals today that don't believe in a virgin birth? They don't believe that Jesus raised from the dead. They don't believe that the Word of God is relevant. Can I tell you that if Jesus wasn't born of a virgin, he's not Lord, because the bloodline always flows from the Father. Oh, I've got to say that again. The bloodline always flows through the Father. And if he isn't risen from the dead, then our faith and our hope is hopeless. And we have no hope. Let's go home and do something else with our time. But can I tell you that he is God? Can I tell you that he is Lord? Can I tell you this morning that Muhammad's remains are in the tomb? Buddha's remains are in the tomb. But can I tell you, Jesus' tomb is empty this morning because he lives and reigns. He is God. Can you say amen? If he's not divine, his promises are not true. And we have no hope. We need to declare his divinity. Not long ago, a movie came out. First, it was a book read by over 100 million people. A movie that people went to in groves called The Da Vinci Code. Thank you. And The Da Vinci Code makes this statement that Jesus died, but he never raised from the grave. That he married Mary Magdalene. And that the Holy Grail is the lineage of Jesus Christ through Mary. And that Mary had been taken and hidden in France because the church didn't want to worship a woman or be led by a woman. And they said in the Da Vinci Code that in the Old Testament, the Jewish people worship not just Jehovah, but they worship the female god called Shekinah. And so Jesus isn't the Lord that he says he is. And that's why we need to declare that he is God. I said, we need to declare that he is Lord. Amen. Can I tell you that the 25th of December is not Merry Xmas? It is not Happy Holiday. It is Merry Christmas. It is the birth of our Savior and our Lord. I wish somebody would praise him. The next time you go to the store and someone says Happy Holiday, say no, Merry Christmas. He is Lord. Our Savior has been born. He is risen. He is God. Oh, I feel the preacher coming on. He said, whom do you say that I am? I want to know, who do you say Jesus is? What is your testimony? Have we got anybody been healed here? He's my healer. Do we got anybody here that God met your financial needs? He's my financial consultant. We got anybody here that he's been your lawyer and your comforter? Do we have anybody here whose sin has been washed away? Do we have anybody here that can say, he's my Savior, he's my Lord, he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother? Whom do you say he is? He's God. Oh, I feel the preacher. The divinity of Christ is the answer for all our problems. Can I say to you, it don't matter who's in the White House, who's in Congress, who's in the governor's seat. What matters is who is on the throne. His name is Jesus. Amen. And if he will be Lord and we will claim him Lord. That's why if you pray in school, you can say God, but don't say Jesus. But can I tell you, there's no other name given in heaven that man might be saved. At the name of Jesus, demons tremble. At the name of Jesus, cancer is healed. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. What do they say? Well, Islam says he's a great prophet. Islam says that he didn't die on a cross, that they put an imposter there. Because God would never crucify a great prophet. And that God just translated him and he's coming back to judge in the end times. Mormons say that he's a brother of Lucifer. The Jehovah's Witness called him Michael the Archangel. Buddhism calls him a great man. Atheists call him a good man. You see, he can't be. He can't be a great man. He can't be a good man. He can't be a prophet. Because if he was, then what he said was true. What did he say? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except through and by me. I like what C.S. Lewis said. C.S. Luther said, he's either a lunatic, a liar, or he's Lord. There's nothing in between. Amen. If he's a prophet, then he's God. If he's a good man, then he's God. If he's a great man, then he's God. Amen. If not, he's just a liar. Oh, I wish somebody would praise him. See, I want to know what the prophets say. And the prophets say, the prophets declare he is Lord. The prophets declare he is God with us or Emmanuel. The prophets declare he is a ruler forever. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. What does the Father say about him? Are you ready? The Father says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Amen. The Father said, this is my Son in whom I love. I wish somebody would praise him right now. See, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word, everything that was created by him, and without him, nothing was created, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father. What does demons say about him? Demons call him the Son of God. Demons call him the Son of the Most High. I like this. They said to him, have you come to torment us already? Isn't it amazing? They know where they're ending up. I wish some church people had the faith the devil does. I wish some church people knew God like the demons do. and they tremble. My God. They know him and they tremble. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil knows Jesus as God and proclaimed it. What did Jesus say about himself? Jesus said, I am equal with God. For if you've seen me, you've seen. Hallelujah. Now, if he's a good man, and he's a great prophet, and a great man, he's not a liar. So if you've seen him, you've seen the Father. I wish someone would praise. What else did he say? He said, I am equal with God. When you see me, you have seen the Father. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except through by me. He said, I am the gate. Anybody tries to get in any other way is a thief and a liar. Hallelujah. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he's dead, yet shall he live. Somebody praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, you see, when God came down and dwelt, I'm going to give you a chance to shout right here. God came down and became man and dwelt amongst us. He was 100% God, yet 100% man. He felt and went through everything man goes through. But yet he was 100% God. Are you ready for this? As a man, Jesus was born in a manger. As God, he rules for everlasting. Amen. As man, he spoke parables. As God, he spoke the world into existence. As man, he walked on the streets of Jerusalem. As God, he walked on water. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish somebody would praise him. As man, he was hungry. As God, he's the bread of heaven. As man, he was thirsty. As God, he's a giver of living water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As man, he was tired. As God, he gives rest. As man, he was tempted, but as God, without sin. Are you ready? As man, he prayed. As God, he answers prayer. As man, he was nailed to the cross, but as God, he came out of the tomb. Hallelujah. My God, he's God. Hallelujah. And because he's divine and because he's God, we are saved. You know what we have here today? We don't have any alcoholics. We don't have any drug addicts. We don't have any liars. We don't have any sinners. You know what we have? Children of the Most High God whose sins have been washed away. Hallelujah! Glory to God. And because he's God, I've been justified. Just if I'd never done it. Hallelujah. Because he's divine, our sins are gone. Cast into the sea of forgetfulness and a no fishing sign put up. No scuba diving. Oh, Thursday and Friday night, I went to battle with the devil. Me and Morris is meeting with someone this week about putting our Sunday mornings live broadcast on the internet. So wherever, all over the world, people can click on it and watch Evangel Church of God service. Talking about going on TV. We're going to look for a camera to videotape our services. You know what the devil said to me? You go on TV, I'll bring up your past and destroy you. Well, go ahead. Amen. Bring it on. Because every Sunday morning, I'm going to bring up your past and your future. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My sins are gone. Don't you let the devil keep you down over your past. Your past is gone because he is God. Hallelujah. Because he's God, we are healed. Not that we might be. Not that we could be.
not that we will be. We are healed.
Amen.
Regardless of you see it, regardless of how you feel it, he said by his stripes, we are healed. We are healed. Emotionally, physically, and spiritually, we are healed. Turn around and tell your neighbor, we're healed. Because we are, he's divine, our needs are met. Not that they might be, they are. They are. You might not see it yet, but they are. Because he is divine, we are victorious. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth us. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Nothing can take me out of the hands of God. Amen. I wish somebody would praise him right now. You're victorious because he is God. You are victorious. He said, in this life, you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Because he's divine, his promises are true. They are yes and amen. What does that mean, Pastor? That means when you're reading the word and it says, by his stripes, God, is this for me? Yes. Amen. God, how about here where it says, you shall save me and my household? Yes and amen. I'm about ready to have a Pentecostal fit. How about right here, God, where it says that you'll supply all my needs according to your riches and glory? Yes and amen. What about right here, Lord, where it says nothing can pluck me out of your hands? Yes and amen. What about here, God, that says that he that begun a good work in you will finish it? Yes and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know because he's God, it is all yes and amen. I wish somebody would praise him. Hallelujah. Because he's divine. And the Bible tells us about 2,000 years ago that some shepherds were in the field and angels came by and said, joy to the world. The king has come. The Lord is here. The king of the ages. Go meet him. Isn't it amazing he came to shepherds? Shepherds was the lowest job you could have. Nobody went to the unemployment office and asked to be a shepherd. Isn't it amazing he went to the lowest and declared his Lord? And then the wise men come with riches. Oh, time would not go to let me tell you about the gold and the frankincense and myrrh and what it meant for the Savior. Let me tell you something. He's God to the janitor, as well as he's God to the doctor. Hallelujah. He's God. Oh, my. He's God to the person in the unemployment office, as well as he's God to the teacher. Somebody say amen. He's God to the poorest, as he's God to everybody. He's God to the black, the white, the brown, the yellow, the red. Somebody say amen. And if there is some other creature out there, some other color, he's God to them also. Amen. He is God. He is divine. Well, see, we've got to make him God, declare him God in the middle of our situations. Let me talk to you about my brother John, John the Revelator. He said, I'm your brother in tribulation. I've been boiled in oil, and skin hanging off, scars from being boiled in oil. Then I was thrown out of an old rock, but I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He said, suddenly I heard behind me a voice that sounded like many waters. When I turned to see who it was, his hair was white as wool. His eyes shine like fire. Out of his mouth went a two-edged sword. His feet were like fine brass burned in a fire. I fell at his feet as if I was dead. Then he reached out and touched me and said, "Don't be afraid. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first. I am the last." I like this. He said, "I am he that was alive and was dead, but I am alive forevermore. I hold the keys of death and hell in my hands." I wish somebody would praise him. One day the Lord told me, he said, "Go to your Bible." And I went to my Bible. He said, "Open up Revelation, the first chapter." I did. And he said, "Where am I?" The first chapter. I said, "Lord, you're on the Isle of Patmos." He said, "Go to the fifth chapter." I went to the fifth, or the fourth or fifth chapter. He said, "Where am I there?" I said, "You're in the throne room." He said, "Go back to the first chapter." "Where am I there?" I said, "You're in the air." He said, "Go back to the other chapter." I went back. I said, "You're in the throne room. Go back." And then it hit me. I said, "God, you've enthroned yourself in the praise and in the worship of John." Hallelujah. You know how you make God divine in your problem? Begin to worship him and begin to praise him right in the middle of your problem. And you are making him God over your problem. Hallelujah. Give me a chair, Brother George. The Bible says that Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, forever interceding for us. You know what he's up there saying? You know, John down there, I know he might have failed, but it's under the blood. The Bible said that Stephen preached a message that made the people so mad that they gnawed on him. They took him out and stoned him. What would you be doing while you're being stoned? You know what Stephen was doing? "Lord, forgive them." Then Stephen looked up. Now, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. When Stephen looked up, he stood up. Stephen said, "I see him standing at the right hand of the Father." Don't you know when you go through your situation and you decide to make him Lord and worship him, he stands up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll never forget the first time I pushed the bike and Stephanie went off riding her bike. I never forget. I just stood there going, "That's my daughter." I never forget at the age of 13 or 14 years old, she sung at Teen Talent in New York. Youngest person there and won. And when she won, "That's my daughter. Come on. That's my son." I want you to look at him. That's, hallelujah. I wish somebody would know, if you make him God, he'll stand for you in the midst of your situation. If you'll decide to make him God and worship him and praise him. Paul and Silas in the jail, been beaten with a rod, decided at the midnight hour to worship. It was so awesome. Jesus stood up so fast, it shook the jail. Hallelujah! God's about ready to shake your situation if you make him God of your situation. Oh, stand with me, stand with me. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. No wonder the songwriter wrote, "Oh, come.